Thank you. These days, reduced tillage system is becoming popular in United States, but reduced tillage system coupled with the broadcast application of phosphate fertilizer is a major concern. Yeah. A reduced tillage system is becoming...
Is it better now?
Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, reduced tillage system is becoming popular these days in United States, but along with reduced tillage system and broadcast application of phosphate fertilizer, it leads to stratification of phosphate fertilizer in upper profile, and it leads to depletion of phosphorus in lower profile. So nutrient management in reduced tillage system is a major issue these days. And with increasing cost of fertilizer and environmental effects due to the broadcast application of phosphate fertilizer, it is a major concern for farmers these days for management of phosphorus in reduced tillage system. So without deep placement of fertilizer below 5 to 10 centimeter of soil would be superior to the broadcast treatment, and we thought like knowledge of dominant solid P species after application of phosphate fertilizer would be beneficial for phosphorus management in reduced tillage system. With this, we have following objectives. The objectives of the study was to study fertilizer placement and source effect and its effect on reaction product of phosphorus at different time period. It's at 5 week and 6 month time period. And to study availability of phosphorus at different distance from the point of fertilizer application and linking that to soil P chemistry. For this, we set up field-based experiment at Agronomy North Farm Station, Manhattan, Kansas. The design is 2x3 factorial RCBD, and for the factors included placement and fertilizer. For placement, we had two labels. One is broadcast and other is deep placement. And for fertilizer, we use monoammonium phosphate as granular fertilizer, technical grade monoammonium phosphate. It's a liquid fertilizer. And we had control for both the broadcast and deep banded one. We use urea to balance nitrogen for all the treatment. And after 5 week and 6 month time, we sampled soil core of 30 centimeter and divided it every 2.5 centimeter and studied it. The statistical method that we used was PROC-MIS, pairwise comparison, and the level of significance is 0.05. These are the general properties of soil that we use for the study. In this one, if you see calcium and cation exchange capacity, as you go down to the drape, the calcium content and cation exchange capacity decreases. The soil type is small and silt loam, and we didn't see any difference between extractable iron and aluminum as we go down to the profile. We carried out pH test, total phosphorus, and we measure resin extractable phosphorus. For speciation, we use X-ray absorption near edge structure spectroscopy. This is the direct non-destructive technique which helps us to determine local coordination chemistry and oxidation states of the atom. The X-ray based work was done at beam sector 9, beamline B at Advanced Photon Source, Argonne National Laboratory. We collected data in fluorescence mode, and scan range was from 2110 electron volt to 2300 electron volt. And after data collection, we did background correction, aligned the scans, and normalized them, and did linear combination fitting to find out the speciation result. And the fitting was done in first derivative space. In minus 5 electron volt to 30 electron volt. These are the results for pH. In y-axis, that is pH, in x-axis is the depth. For broadcast one, we'll be focusing on 0 to 2.5 centimeter only. And I'll be showing results in in time-wise period, in 5 week and 6 month time period. If you see the PH for broadcast treatment at 5 week time period, there isn't any significant difference after application of phosphorus fertilizer. So, however, if you compare the PH at 5 week time period and 6 month time period, we see significant increase in PH over time. At 5 weeks period, it was around 5, and after 6 month time, the PH increased up to 5.8 and 5.9. For broadcast treatment, comparing to 5 week for deep vein treatment, comparing to 5 week broadcast, the pH was lower as compared to that of the broadcast treatment. And over time, we see similar trend in deep vein treatment also. For 5 week time period, it was around 5. And after 6 months, the pH slightly increases up to 5.4. But this change was not like as high as that we saw in broadcast treatment. This is result for total phosphorus. In y-axis is the total phosphorus in mg per kg, and x-axis is the depth. There wasn't any significant difference between phosphorus applied treatment, and in 6 month time period also we didn't see any change in phosphorus, in any change in total phosphorus. The average phosphorus fertilizer applied treatment contained 800 mg per kg of phosphorus. And for deep vein also, the content was same, and we didn't see any change over the time. But if we compare control broadcast treatment and control deep vein one, we did see around higher total P content for control broadcast treatment as compared to deep vein one. This is due to the stratification in reduced till soil that we use for the study. This is the result for resin extractable phosphorus. In y-axis is the resin extractable phosphorus in mg per kg, and in x-axis is the depth. What we saw at 5 week time period is technical grade monoammonium phosphate. It's liquid fertilizer. It had highest resin extractable P compared to other treatments. If we see 6 month result for broadcast treatment, there was no significant difference between the fertilizer applied and the control treatment. So with over time, the phosphorus that we applied in soil changed into more less available form. And if we see deep vein treatment, technical grade monoammonium phosphate, it has highest resin extractable P at 5 week time period, followed by monoammonium phosphate, it's granular, and followed by control. And the trend remained the same at 6 week time period also. In 6 month broadcast, we didn't see any difference between phosphorus fertilizer added treatment and control, but here still TGMAP deep vein had higher resin extractable P, followed by monoammonium phosphate and followed by control. We tried to study what happened to the soil after we applied the fertilizer and how the reaction products change. This is the X-ray absorption rheogenesis structure of the standards that we use for the study. We use phosphorus standards containing calcium phosphate, aluminum phosphate, iron phosphate, and we use some ERZOP P species. What we saw here is for iron phosphate, there was pre-edge hump-like structure in the Jensen spectra, and for calcium phosphates like brucite, hydroxyapatite, we saw post-edge hump-like structure. And there wasn't any distinct feature of aluminum phosphate, but what we saw was there was sharp inflection where the peak started for aluminum phosphates. This is the sample linear combination fitting results. What linear combination fitting does, it reconstructs the sample spectra by using all the standards that we had, and it gives us the result. These are the results for Jensen speciation. If we see for broadcast treatment 5 week, This result is in 100%, so it will add up to 100. We have adds of P. These are considered to be more soluble form, and we have phosphate in aluminum, calcium, and iron. Iron phosphate. What we saw for monoaminium phosphate broadcast was around 70% of phosphorus was in iron 2 phosphate form, and around 20% it was in adds of P form. But for technical grade monoaminium phosphate, higher proportion of the phosphorus applied was in adds of P form. If we compare this result with the 6 month period, what we see over time is after 6 months we didn't see any adds of phosphorus species in the soil. What we saw was like after application of phosphorus, initially iron and iron phosphate were formed, but over time the iron phosphate changed into calcium phosphate like form. If we see the deep bend treatment, the trend was similar for MAP and TG MAP. TG MAP had higher adds of P, but over 6 month time period also there was still adds of P remain in the soil. That means we had some soluble species of phosphorus still after 6 month time period, also in 6 month period. We have collected sample data for 1 year samples. The conclusion of the study is the deep bend placement resulted greater resin extractable P in P applied zone as compared to the broadcast treatment. Deep-less liquid fertilizer gave greater resin extractable P both at 5 week and 6 month time period. Speciation results showed that at 5 week time period, broadcasted granular fertilizer formed iron phosphate like form, whereas liquid fertilizer tend to remain in adds of P like form. Over the time, for broadcast granular and liquid fertilizer, they change into calcium phosphate like form, whereas the deep bend fertilizer tended to remain in adds of P like species. And we saw agreement with our resin extractable P data and spectroscopic data. With this, I would like to acknowledge the committee members, Dr. Ganga Hetiarachi, Dr. Nathan Nelson, and Dr. David Mengel, Kansas State University Phosphorus Fellowship Program, for funding the project. Trudy Bolin at Sector 9, Advanced Photon Source, for X-ray data collection, and Nick Ward, Drew Tucker, and Paul Hartley, Soil Chemistry Group and Department of Agronomy, Kansas State University. Thank you.